On Friday, former CIA officer John Kiriakou was sentenced to 30 months in prison for revealing the name of a covert CIA operative to a journalist. The sentence was determined by a plea agreement that ended the government's attempts to prosecute Kiriakou under the Espionage Act, and it makes him the first CIA official to be sentenced in connection with the agency's program for torturing terrorism suspects. But Kiriakou was not a participant in that program. Rather, he was a whistleblower, and his prosecution is not the only attempt to silence someone who has exposed government misconduct.
John Kiriakou's sentence is an appalling example of how the Justice Department is choosing to go after people for whistleblowing and making these cases that essentially destroy a person's life, making it difficult for them to even go to trial.
Kevin Gastala is a journalist covering civil liberties and national security issues for Firedog Lake.
He took a plea deal because he didn't want to continue to be bankrupted. His family was wrecked. He didn't want to continue to go through everything that the government was putting him through. He was charged with releasing the name of a covert officer in the CIA to a reporter, but there are other ways to handle if somebody does this. And on a regular basis, you have former and current CIA officers who are engaged in communication with journalists and classified information leaks. And in those instances, you don't always see cases being brought to trial. You see them maybe being reprimanded administratively inside the agency, or perhaps facing a loss of pay for a couple of weeks. This is a pretty extreme case of the government coming after a person, especially since most people don't know what it is that he leaked.
John Kiriakou is the only person connected with the enhanced interrogation program of the Central Intelligence Agency to go to prison, and he's going to prison for speaking out about it, not for conducting it. Why isn't he a whistleblower, according to the government?
It's basically because the Justice Department says so. I mean, they don't get to choose who is and is not a whistleblower. John Kiriakou says publicly that he didn't know he was a whistleblower when he began to go on television and to talk about the program. He just didn't believe he was doing something that would make it where he was a target and was upsetting people inside the CIA. But once he started to go around to media and talk in 07, beginning with the interview on ABC, where he goes on and says that this is an official U.S. policy, it's not being done just by rogue CIA officers, and that's a very problematic thing for the government, who doesn't want to call enhanced interrogation techniques what they are, which is torture, and they are now outlawed as torture, because Obama's issued that executive order in his first days in office. So he tracks the time period when the government started to target him and build a case from the point after he started making media appearances. He says he began to be audited every year by the IRS, started to see FBI surveillance. As the years went on, he saw it more and more, having agents follow him when he was going to get groceries. If he's taking his kids to school, he has five children. If he's in church, even, they would follow him there. And essentially, they just don't buy that he's a whistleblower, but that's also part of the fact that they wanted to make an example out of him, and especially the leak that he's alleged to have committed, where names of interrogators in the rendition detention interrogation program of the CIA were being handed to defense attorneys at Guantanamo because they wanted to put photos in front of the detainees and have them identify their interrogators because they wanted to be able to say, well, my client was tortured, and we have the name of that person, too. And the government wasn't happy about that either. That was something they were very worried about.
In fact, the government pursuit of John Kiriakou included an attempt to mount a sting operation against him in the summer of 2010, where they had an agent approach him and pretend to be a foreign agent offering him money for information?
Yes. This is what John Kiriakou told me in an interview that I published last week. And he said he just found out about this 3 or 4 weeks ago, that this was an operation where he was being set up. The officer came in the summer of 2010 wanting to offer the cash. He turned it down. He reported it to the FBI. The FBI said, why don't you set up a lunch, ask him what information he wanted and how much information he'd be willing to give, and we'll have some FBI agents sit nearby, watch this play out. And what happened is the agency canceled the agents, but he still was told to go ahead with the lunch. He reported his contact. This sort of thing happened about 4 or 5 times. And then he found out later on that that foreign intelligence officer was an FBI agent who was trying to set him up on an Espionage Act charge. And maybe it's good to take a moment just to pull back here and say that John faced up to 35 years in prison and was being charged under the Espionage Act. And he was one of 6, there's now 7 people, who have been charged under the Espionage Act while President Barack Obama has been president.
What's been the fate of the attempts to prosecute under the Espionage Act so far?
Their other cases are NSA whistleblower Thomas Drake, now a recognized whistleblower, sharing information on fraud, waste, and abuse and illegality inside of the NSA around a warrantless wiretapping program. That case collapsed, and he walked away with just pleading guilty to a misdemeanor charge of exceeding authorized access on a computer, so he escaped. The government has gone after a couple others. Notable is Bradley Manning, who has a high-profile military court-martial unfolding right now. He's the soldier accused of passing classified information on to WikiLeaks. So they're slowly making it so that the Espionage Act can be used like an Official Secrets Act, which is what they have in the United Kingdom, where you don't really have to prove the intent to harm when you disclose secret or classified information. You just have to show that it happened and that that person signed some kind of an agreement where they knew that they weren't supposed to release that information. And this is a very easy way to go after whistleblowers like John or Thomas Drake, who are talking about policies that the government do not want the public to have a debate around.
Kevin Gastala is a journalist with Firedog Lake.